Just you know, friends, you're listening to Devendra, and today I'm going to review The Wheel of Time. Since the worldwide launch of Amazon Prime Video service in December 2016, it has been observed that Amazon Prime likes to produce and possess somewhat darker movies and TV series. I clearly remember when the first time it was launched in India, Amazon Prime came up with American Gods TV series, and I simply loved it. It was dark and deep. Had everything in it to be liked. Since then, there have been a tilt towards fantasy series too, and next in line now we have The Wheel of Time on Amazon Prime Videos. Background: The Wheel of Time is an American epic fantasy series, and it's based on novel series of the same name by Robert Jordan. The series was produced by Sony Pictures Television and Amazon Studios, with Ralph Judkins serving as a showrunner. The Wheel of Time first season consists of 8 episodes, ranging from 54 to 62 minutes each. The first 3 episodes were released on 19th of November 2021, and the final episode was released on 24th December 2021. The second season of The Wheel of Time has already been announced, and we will get the dates soon. Story: The story led by Moiraine, an Aes Sedai from a powerful woman organization who channels magical power through one power. She was on a journey along with her daughter, Lan, to find the Dragon Reborn. She came to a village, Two Rivers, during her search and found 5 prospected young folks. From here, a journey to find out the Dragon Reborn and defeat the Dark One started, that led to a great adventure and terrific visual experience. Cast and crew: The lead role of Moiraine was played by Rosamund Pike, who's a Golden Globe Award winner and Academy Award nominee. Second important character of The Wheel of Time was Alan Madragoan, played by Daniel Henry, who was the warder of Moiraine. Joe Robbins played Nynaeve Almera, Wisdom of Amondsfield. Madeline Madden played Egwene. Josha Stravinsky played Rand Athor. Marcus Rutherford played Perrin Abera, and Barney Harris played Matt Cuthon. Highs: The Wheel of Time series should come under those very few shows which could really justify the adaptation from a very successful book. Indeed, the book has more details and stuff, but the visual adaptation is really of top notch. The show has a dark theme, which increased the overall quality of the show. Entire filming was done in Prague, and all the scenes were shot on really beautiful locations. The story progression is really captivating. Despite long episodes, the series never bores you and keep the flow intact. Enough background details were given of each character and place, and you do not feel like missing out something. You will feel a connect with most of the characters, and each character has a distinguished personality and background. The best thing I liked about these characters was that each character had his own hidden agenda and acted towards achieving that agenda. The darkness and the light within each character was beautifully shown to the viewers. It's a thrilling journey, and you'll keep wondering what is going to happen next. There are several unanswered questions, and we are only going to find their answers in the upcoming installments. The season was ended at a great cliffhanger, and I cannot wait any longer for the next season. All the actors played their parts honestly and gave their best. They looked real and convincing, and they were able to portray the emotion within on the screen successfully. But the star of the show is Rosamund Pike. She looked phenomenal, and her acting raises way above the rest of the cast. She was able to carry most of the load and looked the real Moiraine. I cannot imagine anyone else playing this role who could go to the depth of the character and make it alive on the screen. I cannot wait to see her more, and so do all other fans. Close. It is really hard to find any miss from such an amazing show, but I will do it anyhow and fulfill my responsibility. In few scenes, a route of inconvenience was taken instead of natural story progression. In one scene, 2 characters are about to be killed by someone, but somehow, magically, they got help from someone they had no relationship with. Not only that, the person that died trying to save them too. This happened few times, and I felt that a better explanation could have been given behind the motives of these characters. Conclusion: I'll give 4.5 out of 5 stars to The Wheel of Time, considering the strong visual appeal, tight script, captivating story, and great acting by the cast. This can be your first choice this weekend. You'll never regret your time on this series. I'm waiting for the next installment and hope to watch that soon. Thank you for listening, guys. Thank you so much. This is Devendra.